don't love the clouds.
How dare you?
Not a huge fan.
It's a beautiful day. Raul even tweeted at me, are you loving the weather?
Yeah, so people know you like clouds. So what?
She was so... I woke up at like 2 in the morning and I thought, oh my God, what is dripping? What's broken? What's happening? There's going to be a huge puddle downstairs. Didn't even occur to me it was raining.
Yep.
Not used to that at all.
No, you're not at all.
It was awesome. Woo! I'm in a good mood for a change.
It's a decent day. I don't mind days like this because the sun comes through it sometimes.
Yeah.
And the clouds are cool.
Bloody beautiful out there.
Kind of like that.
Yeah, it's nice.
Let's talk about today's show, shall we?
Alrighty.
Give me five.
Yeah.
Five songs in a row at 5 o'clock with a theme of...
misspelling. So like Def Leppard, a perfect example. Both... words misspelled intentionally or no. So if you can think of any song titles that are misspelled or bands that are misspelled, that's what we want to do today.
All right. We're going to talk about a new Twitter. The new Twitter.
Oh, yeah.
Started by the guy who started the old Twitter.
Yeah, which is very interesting. I mean, I would think he had some good ideas on how to improve Twitter.
I would think so, too.
And since that one is crashing and burning and you have to pay $5,000 or whatever now to be on, seems like a good idea.
You did something that you regretted instantly.
I did. I have. Which, how did you know?
Which I did over the weekend at a wedding.
Woo! It's a great story, my friends.
So we're going to talk about
that. You're going to like this story.
If you have a story like that, we're going to ask you to call in the 4 o'clock hour. And one American dollar is coming up this hour.
Oh, cool.
Uh-huh.
So, I get another chance to win a buck.
That's correct.
Hot damn.
And somebody else gets a chance to win $5,600.
Holy cow, is that what it's up to now?
In the KLOS $100,000 name game.
Wow, damn.
That's going to happen before 4 o'clock on 95.5 KLOS. One American dollar coming up in just a minute.
I'm going to win a buck. Hell yeah.
95.5 KLOS. I don't know that it's a given.
Oh, it's a given, all right.
I mean, you do have to guess and get them right.
I will.
Here's the kind of headphone that you... Here's the kind of headline that you don't ever want to hear.
Oh, okay.
Your smartphone is 10 times dirtier than a toilet.
It is not.
It is.
Why? How is that
They've
possible?
They've done studies.
You mean everybody's or like...
Everybody's, yes.
Wow.
A few studies have recently revealed that it is our smartphones that need to be cleaned the most.
Really?
Yes.
Gross.
And that they can be even... dirtier than a toilet seat.
What?
Now, I question that
big time.
Because I mean, understand it can be dirty.
Yeah, but it can't be like a gas station. I mean, are you talking about your home toilet? Or are you talking about...
I don't know.
Yeah, like out of a bar.
Researchers at the National Library of Medicine found a staggering average of 17,000 bacteria on the phone of a group of high school students.
Oh, well, high school students.
Right?
I mean, come on.
Right.
Nobody even touches my phone. Just me. It's just my foulness.
The University of Arizona and their College in Agricultural Life Sciences are the ones that said your cell phone can actually be dirtier than a toilet seat. And probably is. The good thing is cleaning your cell phone can be as simple as using a disinfectant wipe.
Really?
When was the last time?
I cleaned my phone?
Yep.
I'm going to say never. I don't think I've ever. Who cleans their phone? I mean, I rub it off as it
I mean,
were,
I've probably cleaned mine.
With what?
With a little wipe.
Really?
Disinfectant wipe, but probably...
I have a word for that.
Yeah, I know. But probably it was during the pandemic times.
Oh, sure.
So yeah, it was recently, but I don't
nobody
normally...
Nobody touches my phone, so I'm really not worried about it. Now I'm out. I'm a little bit...
You touch your phone.
Yeah. And that, you know what? But I have my own germs. I'm used to my own germs. We get along.
That's my question is we've gotten by...
Yeah.
Healthy without cleaning our phones...
This is just a way to screw with germaphobes.
They're saying that you need to clean your phone once a day.
Once a day?
Yes.
Nope.
I'm going to say I've had my phone for a year and a half, and I've cleaned it 5 times. Maybe.
I've rubbed it on my pants daily, I suppose.
That's how you
clean the screen so I can see it.
Your pants are dirtier
They're
than the
filthy.
Toilet.
You won't be needing that sound, sir.
Just trying it out.
Nope, you don't need it. Throw it away. Delete it. Delete it now. Don't need it. I am redoing my my den that I don't have that doesn't exist. And I need another dollar. That'll help me. Oh, do we have a little song?
Wow,
we have a little song.
Are you in luck?
I need dollar. That's what I need. Hey, hey.
One American dollar.
Yes, sir.
Is up for grabs.
This is the most exciting game in the history of radio.
Well... I don't know. The $5,600 game that we're going to give away in a couple of minutes,
that's pretty probably, amazing. Yeah, I guess
that's
so.
Probably better.
Yeah.
But this is one American dollar.
I need dollar, that's what I need.
Yeah, hey, all right. We were just talking about the cell phone.
Yeah, it turns out your cell phone is a filth bucket.
It's dirtier than a toilet seat.
You better wash it literally daily, they say, or you'll probably be infected with horrible diseases that man hasn't even discovered yet.
So the list is 10 of the dirtiest things you touch every day.
I don't want to talk about that on the radio.
This comes from... No, your wiener is not one of them.
Oh, okay.
This comes from Mental Floss.
That's number one. Mental Floss. Yes. Okay, all right. That's pretty reliable.
So
that's
10 of the dirtiest things you touch every day.
Every single day you go out
I'm
gonna there.
I'm going to give you 6 guesses to get 4 right.
Wow, that's kind of rough. Well, I guess, I mean, you know, what everybody's most paranoid about is public door handles. Like, people use little paper towels to open a door handle, like, especially public when they're going out of the bathroom. Public doors.
I mean, yeah, I guess.
You know, I wish Jeopardy ran that way.
I don't know.
If, like, only Alec Trebek back in the day had
I'm going
to
give you...
I don't know, I guess.
I'm going to give it to you.
Woohoo!
Because it sinks faucets and handles.
Yeah, okay, right.
So I'm going to give that to you as a soft one.
Okay.
Correct. Right.
Wow, so that takes out a couple of mine, because I was going to say toilet flusher, the little handle for that. So...
Don't try and get
No, tips. I'm just saying. It's kinda...
Don't try and get tips.
All right, so that's one.
10 of the dirtiest things you touch every day.
All right, so the handrails, like stair rails, like when you're using a handrail. Damn it. That's got to be pretty foul. I think they're wrong.
By the way, everything you mention is going to be foul.
Yeah.
This is the top 10.
Uber and car lift.
Here, let me give you a little help.
Okay.
Because you only have 3 more guesses to get 3 right.
All right. Okay.
Most of these are inside the house.
Oh, inside the house.
Most of these.
Inside the house.
Yes.
Oh, I suppose your pet then. Your pet is probably pretty dirty.
I want to see if you can go for 6 guesses and get only 1.
Damn it. The trash. Oh, my God.
5. 1 more.
Your bathroom itself, the toilet. That's got to be kind of nasty. Damn it.
That was terrible.
That was.
All right, here's the top 10 list.
I'm not a germaphobe, so that doesn't help, probably.
Keyboards.
Oh, really? In your... Okay. Yeah. All right. No, that makes sense. That's disgusting. I hadn't even thought about that.
This is one that's outside the house. Grocery sure. carts.
Oh, of course. Sure. Of course.
8 purses.
Purses.
7. I find it hilarious that you did not mention phones.
We talked about it.
We just did a whole thing on how phones are dirtier than a toilet seat.
I don't believe Arizona.
And you didn't get phones.
That came out of Arizona. I don't believe it.
Wow.
They're dumb. And I can say that. I'm from Arizona.
Number 6, remote control.
Oh, sure. Of course.
Yep.
Yep.
Number 5, cutting boards.
Cutting boards. That makes
number
sense.
Number 4, refrigerator handles.
Okay.
Number 3, toothbrush and and toothbrush holders.
By the way, quick one on that.
Yeah.
Mythbusters did this, and it was horrifying.
Yeah,
you know how you leave your toothbrush in the bathroom exposed?
Right.
Bad idea.
That's what I've heard.
It is a bad idea.
Here's my question, though. Uh-huh. I'm relatively healthy.
Doesn't matter.
But I'm saying, so it doesn't seem to hurt me.
Maybe you'd be healthier without it.
All right.
Because of the amount that gets in on it from just in the air in the same room.
It's not great?
No. It was horrifying.
Sinks, faucets, and handles I gave you.
Yeah.
And sponges and dishcloths
sponges,
is number 1.
Sponges, of course.
Yeah.
I don't like this planet.
I like your guesses, though, because those were awful. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Peace, man.
So Monday, I went to a wedding.
Yes. Oh, we're saying who it is.
We can.
Yeah, it's our pal Aisa.
Who we love and worked with many, many years at the other station.
She's the best.
Yeah.
I'm so happy for her.
She's same.
Great. Yeah.
So I'm sitting at the table at the reception.
Mm-hmm.
And I noticed this guy at the table to the right, and he looks like Dave Grohl. If Dave Grohl was 15 years older.
Right.
And
future Dave Grohl.
He was also like a little unkempt.
Unkempt future Dave Grohl.
Yes.
Okay. So I get the picture.
I'm sitting next to another person that I worked with forever at the other station and loved.
Yeah.
And I say to him, hey, check out homeless Dave Grohl over there.
Right. Thinking, as you do.
Thinking that's a funny.
Let's have a laugh at everyone's expense. Right. Sure.
He goes, he laughs. And he goes, that's my dad.
Was he serious?
Yep, that was his dad.
Oh,
that was his dad.
But
his dad gets it all the time and thinks it's funny too. They have a great sense.
So yeah, I mean,
thank God.
You're talking about Adrian?
Yes.
Okay. Well, he would laugh.
Yes.
I can know some people would be very upset.
Why do you have to out every person I'm talking about? What's wrong with you?
Well, because, you know, I would be concerned for your safety otherwise if it were some other people we know.
Right, but I don't want to.
I won't name the people over there that would be upset. Okay. Like, if you had said that.
Right, yes.
I could.
Hey, check out homeless Dave Grohl. He's my dad. Okay, great. So, instant regrets.
Oh, my God.
Is what we're looking for at 818-955-KLOS. It barely got out of your mouth and you wished you could take it back.
You're like, don't.
Yep.
What was I thinking?
I had one other that is the ultimate.
Yeah, and it was the story, I
yes.
think? Oh, my God.
And it was a neighbor that I knew well.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I'm really sorry about the divorce.
Oh, this isn't even the one I thought. Okay.
And he said, what divorce?
Oh.
And I realized that I had been talking to the woman, but not the man. Yeah.
How much longer before they called it quits?
I mean, it was in the process.
So you told our neighbor before you told me?
Yeah, pretty
had
much.
Had to have been a conversation.
Pretty much,
You are...
Wait, what's the
you're
one
awesome.
You were thinking of?
Do you really want me to mention it?
Yeah.
Something about a leg.
I was at a radio station in Phoenix, and I was on the floor, like, putting away some records or something.
Right.
And all I saw was a crutch came in, and the crutch was next to me.
Mm-hmm.
So I was going to make fun of whoever it was for spraining their ankle or hurting their knee or whatever. And I said, hey, what's with the leg? And then I turned and looked, and she didn't have a leg.
Oh, my God.
She had one leg, but not the second. So I said, honestly, I didn't know. I didn't. She goes, I know you didn't look.
You're my idol, dude.
No, what are you talking about? These are all cringeworthy things.
Beautiful. That's beautiful.
Instant,
what wonderful stories.
Instant regret. It. That is what we're looking for at 818.
Mine's always slow burn. I've said so much horrible stuff over the years, but it's like years later I go, oh my God, what was I thinking? Why did I
say that'd be
that?
Better. That'd be a lot better.
Oh, but the instant regret we want
to
hear.
Check out homeless Dave Grohl to his son. That's insane.
No, that's my dad.
818-955-KLOS.
$5,800. We might give that away later. Not right now.
Not right
later.
Now. Don't call right now, but we'll tell you when to call. Right now, we're talking about instant regrets. Came out of your mouth, and you wanted to take it back maybe before it finished leaving.
We need a delete button for life.
Yes, correct. Yes, that happened to you?
I used to work at Sears,
mm-hmm.
and I was, like, looking down, like, not doing anything, and somebody was in front of me, and I said, I'll be with you in a moment, ma'am, and this guy was like, I'm a man. Oh, my God.
Dude, when I had long-ass hair, that happened to me almost daily.
Well, he had, like, a mustard, like, orange, like... It looked like a blouse on. Like,
yeah, I used to wear things that look like blouses,
like,
too.
Like, my eye, like, who wears that?
Me.
So weird.
Oh, so
you
me.
Did. You did see him. Okay, great. Thank you.
Right on, dude. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, this is Jim. I'm from Glendora.
Hi there. Instant regrets?
We were in Vegas one time in a pool, and I had my brother-in-law with me, and we were all getting a little tipsy, and he was talking to this one girl at the pool, and I was walking up to him, and I walked up to her, and I said, hey, you know who you look like? To the girl, and she goes, what? She goes, you look like Aunt B. You know, Mayberry, Aunt B.
Right.
And it blew everything. He goes, he's looking at me, he goes, dude, shut the hell up. What the hell are you doing? I'm trying to pick up on a girl right here. I'm thinking, dude, I'm sorry. My wife grabs me and pulls me away.
Why is he picking up Aunt
B? Yeah. You did him a favor.
Right. He needs to move on.
Looks
yeah.
Like Aunt B.
Oh, she has a thing for that.
He had that look.
Aunt B's hot. I gotta go get Aunt B over there.
Thank you for calling her on. I would be embarrassed if my friend said that and I was like, that's who I'm hitting on.
Yeah.
KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hi, instant regrets, please.
I was at a NASCAR race like so long ago.
Right.
We were in the pits. I saw this driver, ironically named Dick Trickle, and I said,
yes.
I said, good job, guy. And he just, like, looked at me, and then he drove off, and the next thing I saw was the car he just crashed.
What?
He had crashed the car?
He crashed because of you?
No, he had already crashed, and he was on his way.
Oh!
Like, you
know, like, so he thought you were making fun of him.
Yeah, he thought you were like, ah, you're so dumb.
You said good job like you were making fun of him. Hilarious.
Yeah, good.
That's
job,
a good
guy.
One. Right on.
Excellent.
That's beautiful. That's what we're looking for. Thank you for calling 818-955-KLOS.
Instant regrets. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
You know, on the new update on iPhone, you can edit what you just texted. You can change what you just said.
Thank God.
We need that in real life.
We really do.
That's not what I said.
Because I was at a wedding on Monday, and I said, check out homeless Dave Grohl. And the guy next to me, who I knew well, said, yeah, it's my dad. So we're asking for instant regrets. You have one?
Yes. I was about 17 years old, and I was going into the bathroom, and I saw my mother naked.
Ooh.
And she got all freaked out, and I said, look, Mom, nobody wants to see that shriveled up, wrinkled body.
No, you didn't.
I wasn't peeking. It's disgusting. You're grotesque.
You thought that. You didn't say that to your mom.
I actually said it to my mother.
Oh, my God.
Hey, dude, listen, here, I got one for you along the same lines. I actually said to my mom one time when I was pretty young, I'm like, I don't know why. What's the big deal when people call you a son of a bitch? They're just calling you a son.
Wow.
And she's like, yes, but they're saying that I'm a bitch.
Wow.
I hadn't put two and two together.
You said that to your mom.
I did. So, yeah. Dude, I feel your pain.
Thank you.
Right on, man. 818-955-KLOS. That was an instant regret.
We are taking your instant regrets. We're talking about instant regrets. You have one?
So I had a friend who, their baby was born and was in the NICU. And I actually was able to visit just real quick. So I say to my friend, you know, at least he has all of his 10 fingers and toes. And guess what? He didn't. I felt so terrible.
Of course. Yeah. But you didn't know.
You didn't know.
They know you didn't know, right?
Yeah. No. And why did I say that?
That's what people always say, though.
No,
you know,
they don't.
It's sort of like, no, they do. You're like, oh, well, he's born with it. But I guess you find out first if they did or not. But yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Well, whatever.
Listen, yeah,
totally understandable.
Right away.
You live and learn.
Yeah. Thank you for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hi. Instant regrets.
So this was actually my wife, but she was working at a restaurant, and she offered somebody something, and they said no. And without hesitation, she corrected them and said, no, thank you.
Oh,
and
I love it.
We have little kids at home, so we're trying to teach them some manners.
Of course.
It naturally spilled over to the real world.
You know, if kids would just behave themselves and learn their manners, we wouldn't have these kind of problems.
Right? KLOS, hello.
I was working at a nostalgia club down in Orange County, and as we're closing, some regulars said, hey, you want to drink some beers in the local park? And I'm thinking that's kind of a bust, isn't it? But they must know. They're regulars.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm out there drinking beers with a bunch of guys and all that, and I figure I have one last little hit of the Maragahuchi left, and I figure, well, let's not Bogart. Let's share with our
Look at you being so nice.
And so I just think that's the hospital thing to do. They're
of
giving
course.
Beers, right?
Of course,
100%.
And so I walk over to him, and I hand him the little hash pipe, and he says, what's that? I said, well, what do you think it is? And he says, come here. And he pulls me aside. He says, see, I'm with the PD, and that man over there is my boss.
Ah,
what? You got busted?
And the guy who was his boss called him over, and I just thought, you know, it's getting late. I think it's time we called him.
Yeah.
The beer guy.
Nice. Yeah. And did you get away scot-free?
Yep.
Woo! And did they come back into the bar after that?
Well, I have just as much or more dirt on them than they had on me.
I like it when it works
that
way.
Good. Look at you. You're trying to be nice. You're trying to share a little weed.
Right?
It turned out it's the
Yeah. But man, I still, even though I knew that, I just couldn't get out of there fast enough.
Sure.
Yeah,
of course not.
So we're talking instant regrets. KLOS, hello.
I lived up in Reading, and I lived about 30 miles out of town with my dad. And at the end of the bus route, this guy named George Truman, he lived up there. And by the time he picked me up, he had at least a dozen kids in the bus. So you know how it's us as young boys in 17, whatever, high school, whatever, full of and vinegar.
Sure.
We're in the back, and we always stir it up with him. And you can look in that mirror, and you can see him glaring at us. I said, egged me on. I said, you know what, George? I said, you'll never be half the man your mother was. Oh, my gosh. I never seen somebody pull a bus over the side of my life. I had to sit in the front seat for 3 weeks.
Ah.
I never seen somebody be so reckless and pulling a bus over and drag my ass up there. So for 3 weeks.
That's crazy.
That's beautiful.
Thank you for calling.
Very funny thing to say to him. Thanks for calling.
Give me five.
A lot of singing on this station
lately. Give me five. It's a radio station.
Oh. Is it? I'm
course they're singing.
I thought it was a gas station.
Five songs in a row with Kevin and Sligo at 5 o'clock every day.
And it's a theme today of misspelling. Like, you know how people don't use autocorrect or whatever, and they just misspell whatever?
Right. A lot of these people do it on purpose.
Yeah, apparently I assume. So, yeah.
I assume.
So, you know, if you can think of a band, say Def Leppard, that misspelled their name. You
right.
got two of them right there. 818-955-KLOS or...
at Kevin and Sligo on Twitter.
Did you, you saw the movie, the Motley Crue film not too long ago?
Yes.
When they were sitting there and now they're like, all right, this is how we're going to spell it. Crew. C-R-U-E with two umlauts.
Umlauts.
That was one of my favorite little scenes. It is a give me five intentionally question mark misspelled band names or song titles. Here's the Crew. KLOS.
KLS, hello.
You forgot the O.
KLS, oh, hello. Hello?
Hey, KLS. Who's this? They keep hanging up. How dare you people hang up?
KLS, hello.
Yeah.
Hey.
Led Zeppelin.
Led Zeppelin.
I think that's a perfect example, sir.
Thank you.
Who's this?
My name is Philip from San Pedro.
Thank Philip. You, Philip.
Thanks for calling KLS. That's a perfect example of our precious little gimme five today. Misspelled Led Zeppelin. And it is the KLOS Free Ride. It's brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. Good suggestion.
Yes,
well done.
Excellent. KLOS, hello.
Hello, I'm calling in. This is the radio station, KLOS?
I think so. Hold
yes,
on.
Yes, it
check.
Is.
Is it? Oh, it is.
It
yes.
is, yes.
Okay, yes. It is KLS, yes.
See, because the theme is misspelling, and you're saying KLS, you forgot the O.
How can we help you?
Okay, cool. You guys are doing a contest or something?
No.
Not right this second.
Contest?
We'll tell you when to call.
Yeah.
Actually, right, cool.
We're looking for misspelled band names and song titles. What do you think about Come On, Feel the Noise? Which of those words is misspelled, come or noise?
I'm going to say noise.
Yeah, woo, you're right. That
well
is
done.
The one misspelled.
Should I stay or should I go?
I've heard that song a billion times. I'm not tired of
I
it.
I could always listen to it
I don't know
loud.
Why some songs are like
yep,
that.
I don't either.
Because other ones you hear and they burn.
And you're like,
But some don't ever burn.
And it's pretty topical right at this second. A lot of people wondering
That's
if they're going to stay or go.
Let's talk about Twitter for a second, because Elon Musk, of course, bought it and is asking for people to pay $8 to keep the check mark that they have.
Which is so insane. It goes completely against the whole point of the stupid little check
to
mark.
To which I say, F you, I don't care.
Yeah, take who
the,
cares?
Take the check mark.
Right.
How does that hurt me?
And the point, you're like paying now to originally prove that you were, they have dug in and found out that you are who you claim you are.
Right.
And so
that's
now,
what it was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now anybody can just buy one.
Right. So it's worthless.
Ridiculous.
And now they want to charge $8 a month. And there are a lot of people who have other problems with Elon Musk
mm-hmm.
and with
oh, yeah.
Twitter anyway. Mm-hmm. Even Twitter, when it was run at its best, had a lot of problems.
Sure,
so,
yeah. And it's kind of a bummer because it is a great platform. And I don't really care too much about any social media, but that one is just so immediate and it's so interactive. And I talk to so many different people
right.
that way that, you know, if they screw it up, I'm going to be pissed.
The guy who launched it, Jack Dorsey, he's the guy that came up with Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
He is starting a new social media company.
I saw something about
that. So
this.
It's basically, I think... competition for Twitter.
I mean, if anybody's going to be able to know what would work and what didn't work and how to get it going
yeah.
again, it would be him.
We always talk to our tech expert. We call him Trixie.
Ah, Trixie's on the phone.
Because
hey, Trixie.
Hey.
Can't give away his real name.
And because of your job where you actually help people keep their computers safe at work.
Right, because Tony did... Oh. No, I'm just kidding. All right, listen.
How dare you.
Trixie, tell us about Blue Sky.
That's the name of it, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I wonder at this point if Elon's having any buyer's remorse spending $44 billion to buy Twitter.
I mean, he really didn't want to, didn't he? I mean, he basically tried to back out. He did his damnedest to back out.
Right, exactly. And then 1 week prior to it being finalized, like you said, Jack Dorsey came out and said, I'm making Twitter 2.0 now. So,
woo!
Now, have you seen Blue Sky?
No, I have not. And there's not a lot of public data about it. But right now it's going through its beta stage where people are signing up to test it.
Jack, I want to sign up. I'll test it. I'll do it. I'll test. Jack.
I've been able to dig in, though, and find out more or less how it's going to work. And it sounds pretty cool, to be honest.
All right, let's hear it.
Yeah.
So they started out in about 2019. They developed something called what the AT protocol, A-T and then protocol, right?
Right.
And this Blue Sky is going to be built on that. And essentially what's going to happen is users will have one username, similar to the Twitter handle, right? So you have your at symbol followed by your username. But in this Blue Sky, it's going to be .com following your username. So it would be like at kevinandsluggo.com. Okay. Now, with this username, you're going to be able to contact people using different social media that are using different social media platforms at Blue Sky, with Blue Sky being the first. Other companies will be making their own social media companies within this app protocol type of environment. So to kind of break it down a little bit, say you have a Google Gmail account, right?
Right.
And you're not only able to access or email people with Gmail, you can email people at Yahoo, Outlook, even Earthlink if you still have that.
Which I do, yes.
So this will be similar. So think of it with social media nowadays. You have Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. You'll have one username, and you can contact anybody on any of those platforms within Blue Sky.
That sounds cool.
Right? Yeah.
So it's kind of like Dorsey coming back and saying, you know, I regret the way Twitter ended up. Let me try to fix it with this Blue Sky.
Right.
That's what he's doing here.
And I mean, even if it wasn't for Elon stepping in, I would still be interested in this, because if there's anybody who's going to put together an interesting platform, this is the most interesting one I've ever run across, Twitter. So,
absolutely. Yeah. And I think with this new platform also, you're going to have about 500 characters that you're going to be able to use, because compared to like Twitter's 280.
Yeah.
Right.
Still don't know about the edit button. Sorry, Kevin.
Need
don't
it. Know about that. Need it.
KLS.
That I would pay for.
Hey, Elon, listen up.
But let me ask you a question, because the thing that I found fascinating is that you, as the user, can make your own algorithm for what you see. Is that correct?
Right. Oh, nice.
Yep. It is. So that's the other part that I was going to talk about, too, where the users control their own data for one. So not one company is going to own it. They can't sell it. They can't push advertisements to you, nothing like that.
Good.
Additionally, when you're in Blue Sky, the thought behind it is you're going to want to see content that you want to see.
Right.
So if you want to see anything from like breaking news or music or tech community, you'll see that.
That's why I dumped out of Instagram, because you couldn't control what you saw. They just insisted on not being in chronological order and showing you stuff that you don't even follow, and I couldn't care any less. So I'm a very busy man.
Exactly. You sure are.
And if you see, like, nowadays on Twitter, if you reply to, say, Fox News, you're going to start getting a bunch of Fox News items in your timeline, which you've never seen before.
Yes, correct.
Well, with this Blue Sky, if you reply to that, you could automatically, like, shut it off and say, I don't want to see anything from Fox News anymore.
Even if it's from Kennedy, I don't want to see it.
Interesting.
Yeah, that's
horrible. Yeah, so you're going to have a lot of control over it, which people are really drawn to nowadays, especially with privacy and whatnot. So. Yeah. It sounds like it's going to be a very good product to start looking into. They're starting to take beta testers, like I said.
When might we be able to do it?
Yeah, how long down the line does it look like, do you think?
So it's sounding like it's going to be available to the beta testers later this year. I've heard anything from like late November to early 2023.
Mm-hmm.
You could sign up now, though, for beta testing if you go to BSky. Letter B as in boy, sky, SKY .app. That's the website name. You could sign up to join the wait list, and as soon as the beta testing becomes available, you'll get an email and instructions on how to sign up for it.
I am 100% doing that. I am absolutely going to do that. Are you going to do that, Trixie?
Already did.
Nice.
Already did. So
look at
you. I'm waiting for the email to come through.
That is awesome.
Trixie's an early adapter. That's what we know about him, her.
Yeah, they. Right on. Well, we really appreciate it, Trixie. That's very exciting news.
This sounds exciting.
Yes.
Yeah, it is. It does. I'm looking forward to it.
And it'll piss off Elon, and that pleases me.
Same here. You have him as a cheap twit right now. If you want to switch the I for an A, you get the idea. But...
Sure. Thank you, Trixie.
Yeah, thanks, Trixie.
Yeah.
Right on.
Anytime.
Right on. Bye. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Time for What We Learned, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. At the beginning of the show, we mentioned that your phone, your cell phone, is dirtier than a toilet seat.
And this is scientifically proven, apparently, and is not some sort of nasty joke, so you better...
Should be cleaned once a day.
Once a day.
We followed that up with one American dollar about the top 10 dirtiest things you touch on a daily basis.
We even went and discussed it going into. We just talked about your dirty, filthy phone.
And Sligo didn't guess phone.
I didn't guess phone.
So he deserves to be beaten about the head. And your next chance to play the KLOS $100,000 name game is tomorrow morning with Heidi and Frank.
It's worth $6,200 at 8 a.m.
Good luck.
All right, I'm off to pet the kitty.
Enjoy. Peace out. See you tomorrow.
Tell.
Your chance to win $100,000.
Oh, that sounds kind of nice.
Your share of $100,000, nice. I should say.
Sweet.
We will take caller 13 right now, 818-955-KLOS.
Yeah, the current chunk is sitting at $5,600. So if you can answer our precious question in your caller 13, dot, dot, dot.
You will win $5,600 and a two-night stay at the Sahara Las Vegas.
Yeah, baby.
KLOS, who is this?
Hi, this is Kent. How you doing?
Kent, we are good. You're caller 13.
Fantastic. That is so cool.
We are looking for something you'd find at a construction site with a one-word name.
And I can tell you the last couple of guesses were crane and level, which has brought the total to $5,600 right now. So, Kent, what do you got? What do you think's out there at the construction site?
I'm thinking drywall.
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 That is such a good guess. I haven't heard
I'm
that
sure
one
it's
yet.
There.
Yeah.
But it's not the one that we
That's
need.
It's not the one we need right now. Sorry, Kent.
You pushed it up to 5,800, though. Well done.
Yeah, so come play again next hour.
I will. Thanks, guys. Take care.
Woodrow Wilson was worth $7,000. Raw umber got someone $8,400.
Those are the two biggest spots we've had so far.
Yeah. But this one's getting up there, man.
It is $5,800. $5,800.
Right this second.
We are taking caller 13 right now, 818-955-KLOS. You get your share of $100,000 and a two-night stay at the Sahara Las Vegas.
Be caller 13, and if you can answer our question, then you get $5,800 from KLOS.
We're playing a game about names.
Wow, you didn't put it like that. It's pretty lame.
KLOS, who's this?
Two?
Two?
Like number two.
Oh, okay, two. Hi, two.
Hi, how you doing?
Good, you're caller 13.
All right, yeah.
Well done. We are looking for something that you'd find at a construction site with a one-word name.
And two, allow me to tell you that the last couple of guesses were drywall and crane. Both of those are wrong. So for $5,800, what do you think it is?
How about wheelbarrow?
Damn it!
I'm sorry, that's incorrect.
All right. Thank you, Kevin Sligo.
You bet.
Thank you. Thanks for playing.
Yeah, good luck next hour.
Thanks for pushing the game up to
$6,000.
Between five and six.
Hey, dude, I got to ask you, you know that pile of cash in the back room?
Yes.
Have you pulled any of the hundies off of that?
I haven't.
Oh, really?
No.
I think before we leave today, we should hit that.
All right.
Grab some cash.
Fantastic. I didn't realize that there was a room where they were leaving the cash around.
Oh, it's okay. Just all piled up out there.
Excellent.
Yeah. Let's give some of it away right now.
$6,000?
Yes, please.
We have your shot to win your share of $100,000 and a two-night stay at the Sahara Las Vegas. All you got to do is be caller 13 right now at 818-955-KLOS.
And if you can answer our precious question, you get yourself $6,000.
Good luck.
Once we take it.
Let's take it.
Okay.
Right into this beautiful song.
The name game. I bet everybody's singing along at home at this point.
Of course.
Gets into your damn head.
KLOS, who is this?
Hey, this is Doug. What's up?
Doug, what a great name.
Doug, your caller 13 is
Doug,
what's up.
Doug.
Oh, cool. I'm caller number 13.
Yes,
yeah,
you are.
So that means you got some work to do, Doug.
You ready to play the KLOS $100,000 name game?
I am ready to play the game.
All right.
I'm trying to remember how it works out.
Kevin will tell you.
We'll ask you the question, and then you just give us the correct answer. We are looking for something that you'd find at a construction site with a one-word name.
And, Doug, let me tell you that the last two guesses were wheelbarrow and drywall. Those are wrong. So for $6,000, what do you think you would find at a construction site?
Well, right now it seems to be a popular word, and I would say hammer.
I'm going to get hammered later tonight, actually. That's a fact.
I mean, it's a good guess.
Yeah, it's a good guess, but
not the one we're looking
for. Sorry, Doug.
All right.
I really wanted a fellow Doug to win. Damn it.
Thank you for playing. We appreciate it.
And tomorrow morning, 8 a.m. with Heidi and Frank.
$6,200.
While they weren't the first radio station on the air, KDKA in Pittsburgh on this day in rock in 1920 became the first commercially licensed radio station in the U.S. Rolling Stones pseudo-documentary Sympathy for the Devil was released on this day in rock in 1969, premiered in San Francisco. George Harrison released his very last album on this day in rock in 1987, Cloud Nine, which featured the number one song, Got My Mind Set on You.